back on the fast lane across the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Thank you for carving some time for us this afternoon. If I sound even slower than I've tried to be lately, it might be because my kids decided to wake up at 3 in the morning. One of them, just the occasional needing of the changing of the loins that happens in the middle of the night. But the other, already rearing to go at 3:30 in the morning, jumping up and excited to be awake. Thankfully, my wife was able to get James back to sleep. But you can see, even at Fastlane Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, our handle's there. He has now taken off his clothing and found a way to take off his diaper and wave it around rather regularly. I'm not sure what the fascination with this learned behavior is and where he learned it, but hey, go right ahead. Maybe he's telepathically channeling the thoughts of our listener, Wes, which is not what any of us needs. Earlier, we talked some NFL draft. Matt Miller, Bleacher Report. The interview will be up shortly. Fastlane Ed Lane podcast and VirginiaTalkRadioNetwork.com. But we asked him about Bryce Hall, who is the cornerback from Virginia. And the reason we bring that up, not just because he went to UVA, but of course, he had the chance to be a first or a second round pick in the NFL draft if he came out after his junior season. And Jerry Ratcliffe said yesterday in Covering the Commonwealth, presented by realtor Carl Miller of Dalton & Company, that he doesn't believe Bryce Hall necessarily regrets that decision. But when we look back on this particular decision, it does bring back memories. And every time this happens to an athlete where they elect to stick around for an extra year and they end up suffering some kind of injury that negatively impacts their draft stock in football or basketball, but obviously football, greater risk sport, it brings us back to the Anthony Poindexter news. Back in the late 90s, when he had a chance to be a first-round pick, suffers the knee injury in an era before we had the medical technology that we do now and the knowledge and rehab and the science and all of that we know now about how to recover from this type of injury and the world-class treatment that these athletes are able to be afforded by their teams that invest in them. And yes, it's a financial proposition and decision, but it wasn't there for Anthony Poindexter. But even still, you can suffer from it. And one of the angles was to the NFL draft was the lack of physicals that were made available to athletes. And we knew it could hurt some of them. We thought it could hurt Tua, but obviously the Miami Dolphins did a great job of lying slash smoke screening their way through this. But Bryce Hall, I have to believe and tend to think that if he had more time to work out and work with teams from that ankle injury he suffered in the loss at Miami on that Friday night game, that he would have been able to perform and maybe show that he's better physically and more further back to playing. So it's understandable why he slid in the draft. But you know, Matt Miller of Bleacher Report's not the only one who believes the ankle was a factor, and yet that even with the redshirt year, he could still benefit from it, Bryce Hall. Here's what Roddy Jones, friend of our show, had to say on the ACC Network as well.
What's up, y'all? It's NFL Draft Week, and I'll be really interested to see where Bryce Hall, a cornerback from Virginia, goes. You're talking about a big corner, suffered a season-ending injury against Miami. So if he's able to come back from that, you're getting a guy that could be a real star. He's a big corner, 6'1", over 200 pounds. He's going to be physical with some of these bigger receivers. He's also physical in the run game. He's got great ball skills. When the ball goes up in the air, you see the basketball background that he has come out. And he's also an incredibly intelligent player. He's a guy that Bronco Mendenhall has said over and over just wants to get better and smarter and studies the game. He's a guy that plays all four special teams, kickoff, kickoff return, punt return, did it at Virginia, will do it at the next level as well. And when you can do all those things, it makes you a really valuable piece. So if he's able to recover 100% from that ankle injury, Bryce Hall is a guy that could be a real star at the next level.
Yeah, I mean, but there's the big if. If he's able to recover 100% from that ankle injury, that was Roddy Jones, obviously, right before the NFL draft, talking about what Bryce Hall could bring to an NFL team. But most draft picks have some kind of knock on them. Heck, Chase Young, who's as studdish as it gets for the Washington Redskins, you know, there are questions about his overall upside and development and whether he'll reach that, because he did have diminished production in the last half of the season when he came back from that suspension for allegedly accepting some loans, which were repaid back because we know how the NCAA operates financially. But here's another evaluation. I heard this today while I was on my morning run. This is from Daniel Jeremiah, Move the Sticks podcast, NFL Network analyst. Here's what he had to say about Antonio Gandy-Golden. And he pointed out a flaw, but he also highlights how he, too, can contribute at the next level.
He was my 79th player. He went 142, so that was a plus 63 value. And another one who ran 4.6 flat. He doesn't separate a lot, but there's guys, we see guys, look, DeAndre Hopkins, he's not DeAndre Hopkins, but DeAndre Hopkins doesn't separate a lot. If you're a contested catch guy, you win those 50-50 balls, I'm not going to get hung up on the fact you're not getting a ton of separation.
That is the knock on Antonio Gandy-Golden, and it's been on a lot of bigger receivers that have come into the NFL, and why I think we saw this in the draft this past year with so many teams. Look at the top receivers that all went off the board. Jalen Reagor, Brandon Ayuk, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, CeeDee Lamb. None of them more taller than 6'1". Justin Jefferson, 6'1", 6'2", from LSU, and his longer limb plays a little bit bigger, but it's separation that you can get. But here's the thing. When AGG doesn't get that, and that can and will be a concern for him, especially with Dwayne Haskins and you know, maybe not being the most accurate passer for the Redskins. But what the value of AGG is that he knows that's a limitation, so he plays cerebrally, and he knows how to make contested catches. If you're aware of your limitations, and a lot of guys don't want to admit that, then you can work around that, and that's a key element to Antonio Gandy-Golden's game that can help him succeed in an area where a lot of these bigger receivers that have come into the NFL have struggled to do that. Tomorrow on the Fast Lane, we'll come back. Dave Glenn stops by. More on this Wake Forest coaching search.